When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Really happy to have Angela Cummings here on the line, Executive Director of the Illinois Chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Of course, the walk is this Saturday. And Angela, thanks for coming on the program with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for that great intro about the walk and really just about our cause.
Well, it is such an important cause. I think we've done a lot over the past couple of years. Maybe you disagree, but I think you'd agree, of changing certain stigmas. But we still got a long way to go in terms of mental health, don't we?
We absolutely do. And, I mean, like you said, I think the good news is the younger generations are really starting to get this message, and they're really starting to live in a world where talking about mental health is destigmatized and seems on par with talking about physical health or anything else that might be bothering them. So that's kind of, you know, a good sign. But you're right, there's so many people that still don't want to talk about mental health. They don't want to talk about their own mental health. They don't see it as the same as physical health or another type of health condition. And we really need to kind of break down those barriers and really reset the conversation.
For a lot of people that are going through mental struggles, obviously a lot of it's mental health, it's societal pressures. It could be, hey, this is a financial show, let's be honest. Some people are in some real financial tight spots that can lead and contribute to how they're feeling and depression. I imagine it starts with communication, that people are able to talk a little bit more, people that are able to have people reach out to them to talk a little bit more. I mean, that's a good first step, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, like you said, this being sort of a financially leaning show, things that are stressors like financial instability, poverty, food insecurity, those are all things that we consider risk factors, and there is no single cause for suicide, but it usually happens when stressors converge to a point where they've overwhelmed the person's ability to cope, and they just become hopeless, and they're looking for, they kind of have a tunnel vision, and they're just looking for some way to get out of this trouble that they're in. But yeah, that's where the hope really lies, because we know, since there is no single cause for suicide, that there are interventions that we can all be a part of. And that does include just reaching out and talking to someone and noticing if they're not quite themselves and really just having that what we call awkward conversation. It can be awkward to talk to somebody about their mental health, and particularly if it's someone that's maybe not even in your immediate family. Maybe it's a coworker or someone you do business with. To reach out and say something like, you know, you haven't really been yourself and I'm concerned about you. It can be super awkward and feel weird, but what we do know is that talking directly about it actually is a relief to that person, and it does save lives.
Oh, yeah. And just imagine, I don't know if the person that's going through it feels this way, but I bet some do. Hey, someone asked about me. Someone cares.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you may get, we always say this when we're delivering programs to our teams. There's a whole slide that's called, "What if my friend gets mad at me?" But I feel like that slide could be in our adult presentations as well.
Yeah.
What if my friend gets mad at me? Well, you know, you might get a negative reaction when you first ask about this. The person may not be open or receptive, but if they really are struggling, then they're going to get to a point where they realize that, one, you cared enough to reach out, and two, when they are ready to share, they know that you're a safe place. You've already had that awkward conversation. They know that you will talk to them openly about mental health. So that's great.
So these walks that you have, the one Saturday, we're looking forward to, right? Like, we want people to go to chicagowalk.org/WGN and sign up. But the money raised for these things has got to be, I don't know if it's the bulk, but it certainly has got to be a lot of the finances that you guys then use to turn around and invest in what you care about. I mean, it's a huge part of your, I don't want to call it revenue, but it's the money you bring in to help people.
Absolutely, and you can call it revenue. So these Out of the Darkness walks are the single largest fundraising event that we have for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So it's really just grassroots fundraising that supports our organization. And we're so proud because we keep getting this Charity Navigator 4 stars, which means that we consistently keep our administrative costs at 20% or below.
Nice.
Which is so, so hard. But we are, in the Illinois chapter is absolutely dedicated to never having to charge for a program, never charging a speaker fee, never charging for our resources. Anybody can reach out to this chapter and ask for a box of supplies, and we will send them, or a presentation at their work or school, and we will send someone. And we're just you know, our constituents. It means so much to them. It means so much to the donors, John. When they come up to us at these walks, they say to us, I just don't want another family to have to go through this, you know, if they've had a loss to suicide. Or if it's someone that has struggled personally, maybe they've made an attempt, they say the same thing. They say, I never want anyone to feel the way that I felt when I considered taking my life. So it is so critically important to the people who come to these events that we are able to do things for free and distribute our resources to anybody that needs them, that we are just absolutely committed to keeping that 80-20 split, which I can tell you can be hard, and
it's hard.
Rely on volunteers.
Yeah, we rely
on volunteers for a lot of our presentations and just a lot of the things that we do throughout the state.
ChicagoWalk.org/WGN is where people can go. I know John Williams is chatting with Phil, the board president. Already did. That's at WGNRadio.com. Angela, it was great to chat with you. Thanks for coming on our program tonight, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
For sure. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.